Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I got to tell you, I don't know about that last thing we just heard there. Derek Carr taking up the family business of bad quarterbacking.
He's wrongly missed a line, Joe, and you are at fault.
I think he's pretty
good.
For
a long time, you have underestimated Derek Carr. He's a good quarterback.
He's an average NFL starting quarterback.
No, he's not. He's above average.
A little better than average.
And he has been above average for a long time.
But to me, if you're the 14th ranked quarterback, you're average. I mean, you're technically above 16, but you're in that average range. He's not a top 10 guy. He's solid. I mean, listen, he's – a lot better than his brother was.
He might be a top 10 guy. He's good. He's good. And he's always been good. And for whatever reason, people don't give him much credit.
He hasn't won much other than that 1 year, like 2017 or whenever that was. He hasn't won anything. But anyway. All right, let's talk to the King. Howard Askin, as he always is with us, Thursdays with the King. And thanks to our friends at Fingers, Wings, and other things. They bring, of course, great food to us all the time. And Howard is sponsored by FWOT, F-W-O-T, FWOT.com. Excited to have them coming in later today to bring us some food. And, of course, more excited for the Halloween party they're having on Saturday night with a DJ karaoke, obviously great food, and prizes for the best dressed costume. And Howard Eskin is like a walking costume himself. Hello, King.
Oh. Hey, Joe, before I even get started here, let me just be very clear.
You like that
about
zinger?
This.
You like that zinger, Howard? Go ahead, Howard. What do you got to say?
Joe, your jokes are so pathetic. Remember, 20,000 comedians are out of work. So just remember that. You could be next. However,
well, I got to pick up the slack, and you give me a lot of material, but go ahead.
Okay. You are an idiot. All right. Your comments about Joel Embiid yesterday just displays how much of a moron, an idiot, and a dope you really are.
Yeah.
You know, to play the devil's advocate is fine. That's part of sports talk radio.
No, that's not at all. Listen, Howard. Let's revisit. Let's revisit. Here's a simple statement. It's a matter of fact, and you can respond. The general manager Daryl Morey has a strategy for how they want to go about trying to maximize what they get for Ben Simmons, and I think Joel Embiid hurt that strategy.
Well, he didn't hurt it because everybody in the NBA knows what Ben Simmons is. They're not the same idiot that you are. They don't care what Joel Embiid says. They know when a guy gets thrown out of practice that that's not good. And for Joel Embiid, he was honest. Sometimes he panders and says things that the fans want to hear.
Correct.
And I don't always agree with that. This was not one of those cases. He doesn't care what he does. Honesty is what we want.
All right.
He doesn't want to be his babysitter. Honesty. Does that change what Daryl Morey is now becoming the villain here because he screwed this up by not getting rid of this stiff?
I agree.
He is your generational player, Joe. Your possible Hall of Famer, Joe, is a fraud. That's Ben Simmons.
Why do I bring Howard on the show? All he does is rip me. I mean, what is this? And he sets the agenda of which topic we're starting with.
You know what?
All right, Howard. All right, Bozo.
My son was right yesterday when he said you're lucky. You're talking about your five-year anniversary. I've been there for 35 years. 5 years is, is a penny to me. And you're lucky. He's right. You're lucky that your gift is still have the job.
All right, Howard. All right, I'll round back to you, little chump, and I'll get to that
Howard
shortly.
Howard came in hot today.
Yeah, he did. All right, Howard.
Gave him a little chump.
Yeah, Howard. Let me ask you this question.
What do you got to say for yourself, little chump?
All right, Howard. Let me ask you this question. If Ben Simmons, walks in the door today to show up for the Sixers team gathering, if you're the Sixers, do you let him enter the room with the team?
Yes, you have to. You have to. Now, will he be engaged? Will, are you sure they're having a team gathering?
Well, they have a my understanding, based on talking to a few of the reporters, it's not a practice. It's a film session. I mean, of course, unless it gets canceled. But it's a film session review of last night's game and get a little treatment, and then everyone go home and get ready for tomorrow night's game, which we don't expect Ben to play in. But if they do a film session, are you putting a chair there for him to watch the film of the game that he was suspended for?
I don't know that they're doing it, because I think Glenn Rivers the other day, when he said, we'll see what happens at practice on Thursday, he knew there wasn't going to be practice.
Well, it's not practice, but it's team get-together. I mean, it's a team
activity.
Well,
suppose it's a voluntary. We don't know that. But to answer your question, would I let him in? You'd have to let him in, because then you're pandering to him. Because he doesn't want to come in.
I agree with you. All right, now let's move it. Now, Howard, let's move it forward like 36 hours. Tomorrow night, if he hasn't been suspended for something he did inappropriate today, would you allow Ben to be in the arena tomorrow? And where? And if, assuming he's not playing, he shouldn't play, where would you place him? Is he on the end of the bench in a suit, or is he up in a suite?
I place him on a sheet at the top of the building with a clown's costume on him, and maybe
come
put
on
him
now,
in a
Howard.
Dunk tank.
Come on, that's a great. I mean, what I'm really trying to get at.
I want that now. That's my new answer.
But Howard, what I'm really trying to get at is James's solution is let him stay home and pay him, and I don't like that. What would you do?
If I have to.
Like that either, but here's the thing. It's the home game. It's national TV on your home opener. Do you want to be embarrassed, the team, by letting him come, having the fans blow the roof off the building with the booze? Because if you bring him, you have to sit him on the bench. You can't say, well, he's in the trainer's room getting treatment. That's nonsense. You know, don't play that little game. Don't have him come in. Say, Ben, you're not required to come in. We feel it's better that you stay away. And then when they go on the trip for two games, now you've got to make the team flight and be with the team. But I would bypass this game. I honestly never really thought that they'd play him in this game anyway. And what they could say, and this is easy, well, he really hasn't had any practices. We didn't have a practice today, and he's not ready to play, so we thought it was better him not come. There'll be some kind of nonsensical excuse why he won't be there. But no, I do not want him near the building. I went, yeah, let him stay at his home, you know, and greet guests to come in that might want to buy that home. And he, those pictures he has on the wall, those big 4-foot pictures of him on the wall, on covers of Nothing magazines, he can stare at those and admire himself with the people that come into his house that have interest in buying his home. Stay away is my answer.
Howard,
and I want him away.
So did, moving on to football, did Jalen Hurts get off easy with his performance last Thursday because of everything else happening and Ben Simmons and the like?
Yeah, you could, but people still know that Jalen Hurts has to play better, and he knows he has to play better. I don't want to hear, he said yesterday when he spoke, I'm an Eagles practice now too, and Kelsey said something interesting, which I'll mention to you, that he said, we were in the game. It was down. Weren't they down 28-7?
Yes, it was.
You know, these catch-up yards don't do anything for me.
I'm with
He's
you.
Got to be in the game for four quarters, not a quarter here and a quarter there.
Not garbage.
And I'm not ready to give up on him. I do want to give him a chance, because he's got ability, but he's got to have ability on being able to read his progressions. And Nick Sirianni basically said it, he wants him to stay in the pocket a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. And to me, that indicates he's not following through on his progressions if he has time. Lane Johnson sounds like he's going to play this week, because Mailata's practicing back on the left side. So, you know, with all those things considered, you've got to play the quarterback position the way it needs to be played. And did he get a pass? And maybe a little bit, but people still understand, and it's only temporary. You know, you ought to thank Ben Simmons, but he doesn't listen to talk radio. I don't think he reads things.
Howard, let me ask you this question. If Jalen Hurts does not play better by around Thanksgiving, that's about five games from now, do you think they pull the plug on him and go to one of the other two guys for the final month?
No, I think you got to go because the season is the season. You know, what does it accomplish to pull the plug? Because you know in the future that Flacco's not going to be
your
starter.
One thing you can do is find out if Gardner Minshew should be your backup next year instead of Jalen Hurts. I mean, that's a reasonable thing to, you know, I mean, try to figure out.
He's going to be the backup, Joe. You don't understand this. Flacco got a one-year contract.
No, but I'm saying Minshew or Hurts. I mean, Hurts or Minshew could be the backup next year. You just find out which guy's better.
Well, if you get another quarterback, you're going to try to trade Jalen Hurts. I mean, that's not even in the equation for me. It doesn't matter that if they're both here, they both will be on the team. And if you get to the backup quarterback, you're really in trouble anyway. So, and if you get to the backup quarterback, then whoever you got as a starter, there's nobody coming out of the draft that won't start unless they trade for Watson and all this stuff. I don't think anything's changed, even though all of a sudden the Houston Chronicle reports that Miami's talking. The Eagles are talking to Houston as well. So they're not out of that mix yet. I don't know what's going to happen because nobody knows what the penalty is going to be for Watson. And here I'm going to put something else into the equation. Does the NFL, if somebody decides to play him, and Houston will not play him the whole year, whether he's there or not, put him on the exempt list, which means he gets paid, but he's not allowed to play until his court cases are resolved. So this is really a kind of a mess, but I don't care who the backup is next year. I care who the starter is next year. And that's the important thing. Let me just mention what Jason Kelce said.
Sure. Please do.
He was asked about Zach Ertz and how tough it is to play in Philadelphia. And if you guys dig up that bite, he's basically talking about Zach Ertz and what it's like to play in Philadelphia, and he's never had any problems. But he said some really interesting things about what it takes to play in Philadelphia. He says it's not that tough. Just you got to play hard. You got to try to get better. You know, all the things that Ben Simmons doesn't do.
Yeah.
So I kind of thought about that and said, you know what, that could relate to Ben Simmons not being successful in Philadelphia, where Zach Ertz and the players that are on the Eagles are successful because they don't let nitwits and idiots like Joe DeCamera bother them.
Howard, I'm going to leave you with this thought. I'm not big on gifts, but Richie is a big fan of getting gifts. So what are you going to get John for the five-year anniversary tomorrow?
What am I going to get John?
Yeah, I mean, he's afraid to say it, but he wants a gift.
No, okay.
The gift is I'm going to get him a big thank you card and admire him for working with your ass for 5 years.
King, get out of here. This is the part where I hang up on you.
Okay.
All right, King. Say bye. There he is, Howard asking. Hey, coming up, Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, asked this week about the Ben Simmons situation, how the commissioner handled it. We'll dissect what he said and try to find out, is he going to have the 76ers back or not if this thing gets even more hairy than it already is? What Silver said, you'll hear it next. Joe DeCameron and Charles Barkley asked the question, by the way. It's good stuff. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, plus all the calls next as well on 94 WIP. Hey, you can start planning ahead for the next Sunday home game. Join me and John Dorenbos on Sunday, November 7th, before the game against the Chargers from 10 a.m. to noon at Live Casino and Hotel, your game day headquarters for the ultimate pregame block party with fun games and giveaways. We'll talk football. Hang out, of course, with Dorenbos. You can play some trivia, enjoy food trucks and a DJ, and you can stay and watch the game on over 200 screens. That's right, 200 screens inside. Unbelievable. Visit livecasinophilly.com for complete details. Live Casino and Hotel, game on.
oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.